Good morning, brothers and sisters. Turn with me, Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verse 22 to 25, and also chapter 4, verse 1. We know that the theme of this epistle is Christ is supreme. Christ is sufficient. So we can find anything. We can rest in Him. We no need to depend on anything else. But we can trust in Christ. We know that the situation, background, when Paul wrote this epistle to the church, there were false teachers who are teaching Christ is not enough. We need to worship angels. We need human traditions. Then Paul told everything. He wrote everything. Christ is enough. He is sufficient. He is supreme. He is the Lord. We have seen that. Chapter 1 and 2. Then we move to chapter 3. Where Paul talks about practical life. If you understood who Christ is, you need to apply lordship in your life. Paul dwelt with special classes. We have seen the duties of husbands and wives, children and parents. Today we are going to deal with servants and masters. We compare them with employees, employers, or one who has authority and one who works under someone's authority. Don't think that, brothers and sisters, these verses are only for Colossians. This can be applied to us even today. Bible is so practical. It helps us to have good marriages, to have good families, good parenting as we celebrate Father's Day. God help each and every father how to look after family, how to look after children. Bible is so practical, it helps us. And also to have good work relationship with masters and with servants. So Colossians chapter 3 verse 22 onwards, and also chapter 4 verse 1. You can follow me as I am reading the text. Slaves, in all things, obey those who are your masters on earth, not with external service as those who merely please men, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, do you work heartily as for the Lord rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve. For he who does wrong will receive the consequences of the wrong which he has done, and that without partiality. Chapter 4, verse 1. Masters, grant your slaves justice and fairness, knowing that you too have a master in heaven. The theme of this section that I have given is Christ-centered duties at work. Paul exhorts two mutual duties. The first one, the duty of slaves, servants, employees. The second one, the duty of masters, one who has authority. Some of you are both masters and servants in some way. Some of you only masters. Some of you only employees. Whoever you are, you need to fulfill your duties as Lord commanded to you in the scripture. Why is your attitude, my attitude, my life at work important? Average time an employee or employers spend at work is 8 hours. For example, morning 9 o'clock onwards, 6 o'clock in the evening. You are spending most of your time at work. That's why it is very important. As we celebrated Father's Day, I hope we need to celebrate Slaves Day, Employees Days. There is day, May Day is there. We need to think about it. We need to think about Master's Day so that we need to understand what God is expecting from us, which is most important thing. People will see who you are at work. People don't know about you. People don't understand who you are, who really you are at home, because people cannot see you. But people can see you, who you are at work. That's why it is most important thing. Even Paul spends more verses. He wrote more verses to slaves and one verse for masters, which is most important thing. But one thing we need to remember, brothers and sisters, that is, as a slave, as a employees, as a employers, as a masters, you need to meditate the Lordship of Christ. Look at verse 22. End of verse 22 says, fearing the Lord. Verse 23 says, as for the Lord rather than for men. Verse 24 says, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward. It is the Lord whom you serve. Chapter 4 verse 1 says, knowing that you too have a master in heaven. Paul is drawing people's attention to Lordship of Christ. When you think about Jesus is Lord at work, then you will act as how Lord commanded to you. Here we have two Christ-centered duties at work. The first Christ-centered duty at work is, as slaves, employees, obey your earthly master. This is the main command that you need to pursue. Look at verse 22 says, which says, slaves, in all things, obey those who are your masters on earth. This is main command that Paul is writing to Colossians. Usually, slaves had no rights legally in both Greek and Roman culture, and they were treated as living tool. But Bible does not speak against slavery, servinghood, but it speaks against mistreat of slavery. That's why Paul is writing. As I said earlier, slaves are parallel with employees today. If you are working for a company and anyone, you have a responsibility as a Christian. Even if you read these passages, Paul wrote 86 words to slaves. And he wrote only 17 words to masters. Who has more responsibility? Slaves has more responsibility. We know masters has responsibility. But Paul is focusing on more on slaves. Who has to do more responsibility? The main duty of slaves or employees at work is to obey earthly masters in all things. When you go to your workplace, your primary responsibility is to obey, not to control your boss, not to tell what master has to do. Just you need to obey. It is a command, not optional. Paul is not telling, if you want, you obey, otherwise be silent. You can argue with a master. He's not saying that. He's commanding. Paul commands servants, employees, that they should obey their master continually. It should be a continuous process whenever they work, whenever they are at work. Look at the word, verb, obey. Obey is to follow instructions, to be subjected to, embrace in full surrender. Paul is telling very clearly, as an employee, you need to embrace in full surrender to your masters. He's telling that. And also Paul gives a very high standard of obedience. Look at what verse says. Verse 22 says, in all things, slaves, in all things. The idea is, employees should obey their masters in all things. Idea is that some duties are good, right? Some duties are honorable. Some duties are not honorable. Some duties are hard. Some duties are not hard. Some duties are good. People can appreciate. Some duties are not being appreciated by people. Whatever it is, whatever your master said at work, you need to obey in all things. Not some things, all things. That is most important word you need to meditate on as employee. Even Titus says, chapter 2, verse 9, urge bond slaves to be subject to their own masters in everything, to be well-pleasing, not argumentative. Are you arguing with your master? Are you fighting with your master whenever he says to do something? It should not be done. Paul is saying very clearly here. But note, you have to disobey when you are told to do sin. I used to work a part-time job while I was studying. I was a collection boy. I used to work in wholesale medical shop. So I used to go retail shop to collect money from them. So while I was working there, my master worshipped his gods. Not only he, co-workers who were working with me, they all go and worship and they eat prasad, which is offered to idols. Then I say, I don't do that. I am Christian. I don't do that. Why am I saying these things? Even though he is a master, sometimes you need to disagree with him. When he says to do sin, if he speaks against the Bible, you can just reject him, reject his command. Otherwise, you need to submit. You need to surrender fully to your master. That's what Bible is saying. Paul did not mention the Christian masters. He said it generally. An earthly master can be an unbeliever or believer. Don't say that I can submit to believing master. I won't submit to unbelieving master. Whoever he is, whether he is Christian or unchristian, you have to submit to him. Peter told to the church, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 18, servants, be submissive to your masters with all respect, not only to those who are good and gentle, but also to those who are unreasonable. Even 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 1 says, all who are under the yoke as slaves are to regard their own masters as worthy of all honor. Whoever he is, you need to respect him. You need to honor him. You need to obey him because he is an earthly master. Three things that a slave employee must know to obey their masters. Actually, three things that slaves, employees must know to obey their masters. The first thing is the right way of obedience. The right way of obedience. How you should obey to your masters. Read Bible. It explains very clearly. Paul helps us how to obey. There is a right way of obedience. The four ways that obedience must be shown. First way that obedience must be shown is by not being men pleasers. Look at verse 22. It says, not with external service as those who merely please men. Did you see those words? Net Bible translation of this verse like this. Not only when they are watching you. Like those who are strictly people pleasers. Paul gives a high standard of obedience, brothers and sisters. Don't obey or listen to master when he is watching. These things happen, right? Many times. Then he says external service. External service, nothing but eye service. If master is watching, then I am doing things. Think about Justin. He has Filth Fighter company. If he is there, then workers are doing work. If he is not there, just they sat and relaxing, not doing anything else. So that is called eye service, external service, working in the presence of master, not working when master is not there. So Paul is talking that why he is bringing these things. These things are happening though in those days. Why Paul wrote these words? Why the Holy Spirit wrote these words? Because employees are doing same things nowadays. When master is there, when boss is there, everybody is perfect. They do work. When he is not there, they are not doing. Paul is telling very clearly that external service should not happen. Who are the men pleaser? The men pleaser who tries to make an impression on another. The one who practices obedience when their owner is watching. The one who attempts to win favor from influential people like master through external service. It doesn't mean an employee should not work when his boss is watching. You need to work when your boss is watching, and also you need to work when he is not there. That is the idea. Brothers and sisters, men pleasers are like kids who please their teachers in school. I can say that whoever please their masters, they are like kids. I can tell story. I used to study in school. We have like 100 students. So we have study hours. So some people sit back, right? So when teacher is here, the backside students, just they talk. They used to have the movie songs on papers, just singing those songs and speaking. And they have some snacks in pocket. They take that and they eat. When teacher is going back, everyone will be alert. Then they are reading book. Just started reading. When he comes forward, again they do their own drama. Why I'm saying, even employees, servants are doing same thing. They are like kids. They are like kids. They are immature. They don't know. They act like that. Even that is sinful. But men are doing that. Women are doing that to please their masters. And also it has idea. Men pleaser. It has idea of being agreeable in Greek. Always agree with masters. Whatever master says, they just say, you are right always. You are right always. Even though he makes wrong decision, they won't correct him. They won't tell gently. Just they will be silent. Whatever you do, whatever you make decision, that will be right. Because they are men pleasers. They are not thinking about the future of that company. They are not thinking about the benefit of that master. Just pleasing men. Pleasing men. Obedience does not mean to do all things that master says. Sometimes master should be reminded of the danger of some decisions that he makes. As an employee, you can tell him gently. Sometimes masters are unaware of some practical problems. Sometimes, not all the time. You can explain to him. If he understands it, then fine. Did you get? It doesn't mean always listening to a master, whatever he does. You can help him as worker under him. But one thing you need to remember, brothers and sisters, don't fight with him. Don't argue with him. Be gentle when you correct him. Look at verse 22. Even Paul says, again, same idea. Verse 23. 23 says, whatever you do, do you work hardly as for the Lord rather than for men? Servants, employees should please the Lord. They have to work. They need to obey their masters because of the Lord, not because of men. Whatever you do, do it for the Lord. That is the motivation. That is the motivation. You are serving the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 6 says, not by the way of eye service as men pleasers, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Doing the will of God. Listening to masters, doing the will of God. Serving masters, serving Christ. That's what Paul is saying. But we think very differently, right? We think preaching the word, doing the spiritual things, only serving the Lord. Yes, they are serving the Lord. Those things are very important. But don't underestimate your work. Whatever you do at work, you are serving the Lord. You are serving the Lord. That should be your motivation. So when you know that, you should not please men. You should not act as men pleasers. Just serve the Lord while you are serving your masters. Second way that obedience must be shown is by being men of sincere heart. By being men of sincere heart. Look at verse 22, part B, it says, But with sincerity of heart, Paul speaks first negative thing and moves to the positive way that a slave must show his obedience. The meaning of the word sincerity is singleness, simplicity, frankness. This is the virtue of one who is free from dishonesty. Simply it means being honest person at work. The basic idea is no act of giving a false appearance at work. Your master should not think he is very honest person, but you are not honest. He is telling that so many things happened. Do you know Onesimus, who was a slave of Philemon, who ran from Philemon because he did not have sincere heart. He was not faithful when he was an unbeliever. There are many people who does when they become before Christians. But as a Christian, you should have sincere heart, which means not pretending with intention to deceive at work. The servant should have this kind of attitude in his obedience to masters. The idea is no cheating, no deceiving, not acting as sincere man, but there is deception in it. The third way that obedience must be shown is by being men that fear the Lord. By being men that fear the Lord. Look at verse 22, part B, fearing the Lord, he says. Paul answers how employees should obey. He says that the manner of obeying master, by fearing the Lord. You can't obey if you don't have the fear of the Lord at work. Fearing is to reverence, to have a deep measure of respect for the Lord. You have deep measure of respect for the Lord. That is the reason you serve your earthly master. When you have that fear, having reverence for the Lord in the work, when you have reverence for the Lord, then only you obey your master with sincere heart. Otherwise, you will act as men pleasers. Brothers and sisters, fearing the Lord makes you sincere and stops you from being men pleaser. This is a present tense. Again, the idea is employees, servants should have reverence for the Lord in an ongoing way at the work. Always you need to remember. I know that what will happen if you don't have fear of the Lord. One day I went to buy breakfast, like idli, vada. I went to buy there in Andhra Pradesh. So I was buying. One person brought something. So he gave 100 rupees to employee, servant. Just he took 100 rupees, put in his pocket. I was observing what he has doing, what he was doing that. Actually, every tiffin center has one box, money box. If money comes, they will keep in that box, small box. But this person put in his money in his pocket. If he steal money, per day 100 rupees, per month, 3,000 rupees. Right? 3,000 rupees he is going to steal from his master's pocket. And he is getting salary also. So what happens if you don't have fear of the Lord? These things will happen. You as a servants, as employees who are Christians, you should have the fear of the Lord so that you may not deceive your master. so that you may not cheat your master. You should have honesty. You should have fear of the Lord. One day Lord is going to judge me if I am cheating my master. If I am cheating any way, other ways. What? Not only stealing. If you are not working at office, just you are doing your things, not doing things of master, what will happen? That company will be failed one day. So you are destroying, you are harming your master by not having fear of the Lord. Why are people lazy? Why are people deceiving? Why are people not faithful? Because they think they work for men, but not for the Lord. When you fear the Lord, you honor earthly master and serve him. Fourth way that obedience must be shown is by being men who works with enthusiasm. Look at verse 23. Whatever you do, do you work heartily? As for the Lord rather than for men. The literal translation of this word is, do you work out of your soul? Out of your soul. The idea is the servants should work joyfully, with full of interest, with full of passion, whatever work they are doing. Do you work heartily means work it with enthusiasm. The NET Bible translated like that. Paul commands all employees or servants that they should work with passion and with all interest, with all full of joy, from their heart, from their soul. They should enjoy that work. That's what Paul is saying. Whatever work you are doing, do it with enjoyment, with happiness. Don't do it like if someone is working at office and he is looking at watch time. That means he is not enjoying that work, right? That means he is doing sin. He is doing sin. Sometimes while preacher is preaching, some people look at watch. That is okay. That is okay. But if you see time at work, that means you are sinning. That means you are not enjoying that work, which Paul commanded, God commanded. It is a command. Do it. Do it is command. You need to do with full heart. Full heart. I know I have seen. Again, I am bringing Justin, who is a master of Filth Fighters team. I can see them. They enjoy their work while they are working in NEFC. You can see, right? The one who works from heart, one who works not from heart. But Paul is saying, enjoy your work while you are serving your master. So what will happen if people won't enjoy that work? What will happen if people were not sincere from their heart? I can tell you one real story. What happened? Do you know Ratan Tata? Ratan Tata manufactured nano cars. Do you know why did he manufacture it? While he is going, he has seen one accident. One bike fell under truck. While he is seeing, are no safety for bikes. Then he thought, I should make a car which can be affordable for middle class family. Should be like same price, 1 lakh. He wants to make it. So what happened? He started manufacturing it. He manufactured, you can see nano cars in society, but it was failed car. Not because that is not good. What happens? Employees, servants are not sincere, not enjoying to sell those cars. What happened? They are telling to customers, this is cheap car. This is cheap car. You can see that car. You can see this car. This is cheapest car. Will you buy cheapest shirt? No, right? You don't want to buy cheapest things. So these employees telling that cheap car, then people don't want to buy cheap car, then it was failed. Actually, that is good. What they have to do it, just I'm telling practically, they have to compare that car with bike, not with other cars. That car is very good. Those who have bikes, it can protect you from sun, it can protect you from rain, everything. So instead of telling those things, they started telling cheap car. So what happened? Because employees are not sincere, employees are not enjoying to sell that car under his masters, under their masters, what happened? Just I am telling you example. Many things will happen if you are not sincere when you are working for other masters. You need to honor him. You need to love him. You need to respect him. You need to work hard so that your master may gain good money, good business. Then he will pay you. Then one thing we need to remember, whatever you do, whatever you do. Example, collecting garbage bag as Christians. Collecting garbage bag as Christians must be done with passion and full joy. Full joy. Not big things, big work. Even collecting garbage, cleaning things, it should be done with full of joy. When you work others' house, maybe no one is here, maybe mates will come to your home. I will talk about it later. When it comes to masters, see, generally, whatever work you do, you need to do with full of joy, not with sad face and grumbling. You should be the most trustworthy. You should be the most trustworthy employee in your workplace as Christian. But sad reality is, even Christians are not faithful and sincere. Sometimes unbelievers are faithful and sincere than Christians. So sad reality. They don't want to hire Christian brother, they want to hire unbeliever because he is better than these people. These things are happening in those days. These things are happening even in these days. Be careful how you show the picture of Christ at the work. We move on. Second thing that slave employees must know to obey their masters faithfully is the reward of obedience. The right way of obedience. Second thing, the reward of obedience. Look at verse 24. Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve. The source of your reward is Lord. You can say source of your reward is Lord. Because it says verse 24, from the Lord you will receive. The Lord ensures the believer that he will receive just a fair reward for his efforts. The Lord will look after. Even his earthly master does not pay him fairly. Lord is faithful. He is looking at. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. The Lord will see that. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 7 and 8 says, with good will render service as to the Lord and not to men. Knowing that whatever good thing each one does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether slave or free. Lord is going to see you. He is going to reward you what you are doing faithfully, even though your earthly master is unfaithful. He is going to do it. That should be your motivation. That should be your motivation. Then you can see second fact about the reward of obedience, the content of your reward, the inheritance. Look at verse 24. It says, the reward of the inheritance. The inheritance is what is given to one as a possession, which is to be expected after coming of Lord Jesus Christ. It will be future. He is going to reward. This is talking about eternal inheritance. The same word used in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. To obtain an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. Amen. If you are working hard for your masters, earthly master, Lord is going to reward you the inheritance. Slaves legally can't possess properties or anything legally in culture of Rome and Greece, but the Lord will give them, even though earthly masters do not give inheritance to their slaves. Be faithful. It motivates you to be faithful. And also look at verse 24. It says, it is the Lord Christ whom you serve. LSB translated like this. It is a command. But some translation shows normal, like indicative. I'm using technical terms, sorry for that. But it is a imperative, it is a command, serve the Lord. It has better meaning. I can believe that it is a command. If you understand, Lord is going to reward you one day. Serve Him through serving your earthly masters. That is the reason why He is telling. There is an implication. You need to serve the Lord because He is going to give you reward. And also another reason He is going to tell that leads to third thing. The third thing that slaves, employees must know to obey their masters faithfully is the ramification of disobedience. The reward of obedience, the ramification of disobedience. Look at verse 25. For he who does wrong will receive the consequence of the wrong which he has done, that without partiality. The four refers to another reason why slaves should serve the Lord through serving an earthly master. The Lord will send consequences for the wrong works that slave has done against his master. What were the wrong things that employees do against their masters? As we discussed before, not having sincere heart, but dishonest heart. Having deceiving spirit, stealing money, destroying things of masters, and not being faithful at work, delaying work intentionally, pleasing men when master is not there, is not doing work. The wrong things against master at work. What are the consequences of wrong? The consequence is not hell for Christians because they are believers, but it is discipline of the Lord. The immediate consequence you need to face, those things are losing job and cutting off salary. The master will say, you are not working faithfully, I will cut your salary. Ultimately becoming poor, who is not able to support his family by to himself, and transfer if he is doing government job, taking bribe and not doing proper things, then transfer will happen. Immediate consequence he has to face. And also future consequence, that is the Lord will not reward at the bima. At the bima. You will be ashamed before God and all saints what you have done at work. It is so serious. But we are not taking very seriously, but Lord takes very seriously. As a Christians, you need to fulfill your duty. And also look at a phrase, without partiality. The partiality is used to describe unjust, unrighteous favoritism. The Lord will treat all equally with no partiality when He disciplines His people. Whoever you are, He is going to judge you. Judgment in the sense, He is going to take away your rewards. Even Acts chapter 10 verse 34 says, opening his mouth, Peter said, I most certainly understand now that God is not one to show partiality. Romans chapter 2 verse 11 says, for there is no partiality with God. So think about it, meditate it, do your duty, obey your earthly master. The second Christ-centered duty at work is, as masters, don't mistreat your slaves. Don't mistreat your employees as masters. Some of you are masters. So this is for you. If you are a master, if you have some authority at work, so you have to listen it. Chapter 4 verse 1. Masters, grant your slaves justice and fairness, knowing that you too have a master in heaven. The Colossian congregation had slave owners. Those days, some people buy men as slaves. For example, Philemon, he has a slave called Onesimus, right? Slaves were the property of their masters. Those days, slavery was not rejected, as I said before. But they accepted it because they believed there was a social order to do things. That is true still in the same sense. That is true even these days. An employer will do other subordinate works, right? If you go to office, everyone not be a manager, right? Some people has to serve under him. We cannot reject the truth. But history says that some people fought for the slaves who are being misused and mistreated by their masters. Nowadays, social justice, things are going right, social justice. But those days, they did not reject the fact, slavery, but they fought for slaves who are being mistreated. Even Hellenistic Jews appealed to masters to treat their slaves properly in those days. They appealed like this. They wrote like this. Be not like a lion in your home and terrible toward your slaves. They told, don't be a lion at home and terrible towards your slave. Have a slaves, workers, but don't torture them. Don't torture them. There is a tendency, right? Masters try to beat those who work under him, try to insult those who work under him. Even Christian masters are doing that. Paul is very concerned about that. You should not do that. Should not do that as a Christian master. Even Lord was concerned about servants and employees. Not only in Paul's time, but also in Moses' time. You can see Exodus chapter 21, verse 16 says, he who kidnaps a man, whether he sells him or he found him in his possession, shall surely be put to death. If someone kidnaps someone, he shall be put to death. Exodus 21:26 says, if man strikes the eye of his male or female slave and destroys it, he shall let him go free on account of his eye. 27, if he knocks the tooth of his male or female slave, he shall let him go free on account of his tooth. There are some masters, they are beating and abusing and striking eyes and also it says knocks out the tooth. Just they are insulting, beating, abusing physically and mentally. So those things are happening. God has concern for them. God has concern for them. That's the reason he wrote it. Even Deuteronomy, you can see it. Chapter 23, verse 15. He shall live with you in your midst, in the place which he shall choose in one of your towns, where it pleases him. You shall not mistreat him. God is same in Old Testament and New Testament. Those who are being mistreated by masters, he has concern for them. That's why he wrote these words. He gave those instructions. You masters, you are not behaving by yourself. You are behaving like you are mistreating your slaves and employees. Don't do that. So you masters, who has workers under you, who has maid in your home, please think about it. How you treat your maid, how you treat those who work under you. Don't give wrong picture about Christ. Jesus is Lord, right? But at the same time, he is Lord of love, who gave his life. Think about the Lord. Think about Lordship of Christ. Don't mistreat them. Don't disrespect them while you are exercising your authority. Of course, you have authority, but don't mistreat them. When was the last time that you said sorry to your employees? They are observing. Arey, this person does wrong, but he never says sorry to me. If you say sorry, you are representing Christ himself. You are humbling yourself when you are wrong. But don't think because of your authority, people are under you. Don't think you are always right. So that's why he's telling, don't mistreat those who work under you. You masters, even though you have authority. That one also given by me. Not because of you, you got that one. It was given by me. I gave that post for you as a Lord. Two ways that masters can stop mistreating their slaves. The first way is by paying a fair salary to employees. By paying a fair salary to them. Look at verse 1. It says, masters, grant your slaves justice and fairness. Paul did not command masters to free them, but commanded them to grant justice and fairness The idea is to grant what is just and fair. The two terms were often used as synonyms in Greek language. In the Greek, fairness was called the mother of justice. Mother of justice. It might refer to salary. The idea is honest remuneration. It refers to impartial treatment. So you have to pay a fair salary. Don't tell them to work long hours and pay less and go get out from my house. Don't say that. Don't say because you have money. Don't say that. There is a tendency to disrespect. See, if you work, I will give. Otherwise, I don't go. Don't work here. Don't speak those things. See, I am not able to pay this much. You can request. You can tell those people. Don't mistreat them. Fair salary to employees. And also don't compare with other masters, unbelieving masters. They may mistreat others, but you don't mistreat them. They are paying same salary, I am also paying same salary. If you think it is genuine to increase or to give salary to that person who works hard, genuine person, you can do it. Can do it. And also don't disrespect them. Don't show partiality in paying salary also. Sometimes, no, you are boss, so many servants are there. But you pay one salary to one person, one salary to another person. What will happen? Are this master is not loving me. Both are same, but he's showing partiality. Don't do. These are the practical things. You can think about it. The second way that masters can stop mistreating their slaves is by knowing his accountability to the heavenly master. Knowing that you too have a master in heaven. The motivation for the just and fair treatment is they have a master in heaven. Masters also answerable to the master in heaven. Colossians chapter 3 verse 1. Again he is thinking about back. The Lord sat at the right hand of God. He is in the heaven. He is watching everything. How you treat your servants, employees. The Lord will judge whether these earthly masters have done what is true, just or fair. He will judge. He will do. There is no partiality with the Lord. The Lord takes very seriously. If employees or workers are being mistreated, even today, as he was serious in Old Testament time. Look at, I'm not telling these things. Look at Ephesians chapter 6 verse Chapter 6 verse 9 says, masters, do the same things to them and give up threatening, knowing that both their masters and yours is in heaven. There is no partiality with Ephesians chapter 6 verse 9. There is no partiality. He is going to judge employees. He is going to judge employers. Because he is the Lord. He is the Lord of earth and heaven. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. Everyone should give accounts to him. That should motivate us, right? Even John MacArthur commented on this. He says, I want to quote this. The spirit-filled boss uses his authority and power with justice and grace, never putting people under threats, never abuse or inconsiderate. He realizes that he has a heavenly master who is impartial. Think about it. Fulfill your duties as slaves. Fulfill your duties as masters. And glorify God. Colossians chapter 3 verse 17 says, again in this context, whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. God may help us to fulfill our duties at work. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you. Thank you so much, Lord, for teaching us, for helping us how to serve our earthly masters. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, your word is so precious. It helps us, Lord, to change our lives, to change our attitudes. Lord, help us, Lord, to follow you, to imitate you, wherever we are. Lord, help each and every one of us, Cornerstone Community Church. Lord, help them, Lord. Give them grace and mercy to fulfill their roles at work. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.